Further, we are being joined by the chairman of the Afghan Nation Peace Council from Los Angeles via satellite. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Mohammad Dawood Abadi. Now, the U.S. just can't seem to get it right when it comes to targeting quote-unquote militants. They've been in the country for over a decade now. You'd think they would have figured out a better way to gather intelligence by now, wouldn't you?
In the name of God, thank you for inviting me for this interview. Actually, if you look at the history, the past 11 years of occupation in Afghanistan, this is not the first time that this incident has happened. It has happened many, many times, and it has come to the point that Afghan people and neither the so-called government in Kabul cannot take it. Actually, this is a matter that has to be solved, even though it was told and it was agreed by the Afghan so-called government and the U.S. forces that in the strategic agreement that they had, that all these operations would be led by the Afghan military. But unfortunately, that has not happened, and it has continued in the way that they wanted to do, and Afghan civilians are paying the price.
Well, speaking of which, stern words are coming from President Hamid Karzai in light of heightened anti-U.S. sentiment in the country due to this rising civilian debt toll from such raids carried out by the U.S.-led forces. But can anything be done realistically to stop this by the Afghan government?
I'm strongly doubtful of that, because a puppet government cannot order their masters. The only way to solve this problem is that all entire occupation forces leave Afghanistan as they have promised. There shouldn't be any residual forces left in Afghanistan. I think according to the media that we hear everywhere, you see that many countries, including France, that announced yesterday that they are going to leave sooner than rather later. So I think it will be wise for the U.S. administration and NATO forces to leave Afghanistan as soon as possible while they can save face and also their honor. If they do that, I think the resistance forces in Afghanistan would allow a safe exit from Afghanistan. Other than that, I don't think that this problem can be solved.
Right, but considering that the U.S. does plan to maintain a presence even beyond the 2014 deadline in Afghanistan, do you think there is a willingness amongst the U.S. military commanders who are going to remain in Afghanistan to put an end to this tragic trend? Up until now, there seems to be a policy of deny, deny, deny until irrefutable proof comes out regarding civilian deaths.
I don't think it will be possible for any power to stay in Afghanistan behind 2014. As we are looking today, just yesterday, Bagram Airport, which is Bagram Air Base, was hit. The storage area of Bagram Air Base was hit very strongly, that it's burning still up to now after 32 hours. Camp in Helmand, that was the second military strong base in Afghanistan, which is joint base for the U.S. and for Brits, it was hit very strongly. That you and I know, and everybody else know, that they lost a lot of soldiers and a lot of airplanes, about 8 jets, as well as the base in Khost was hit very bad, that it had 143 soldiers casualty. And I don't think this strategy will be, they will not be able to implement the strategy they have planned for, because you see the inside attacks inside from the Afghan forces, so-called trained by the NATO forces, that are taking a toll on all NATO partners, because at that time, after 2014, if they have forces in Afghanistan, they must be able to operate jointly with the Afghan forces. While they don't trust each other, how could they do these operations? Therefore, we don't think that the strategy that has been set up for Afghanistan after 2014 is applicable, and therefore, it will be nice and useful and beneficial for the U.S. forces and NATO forces to leave Afghanistan as soon as possible and let Afghans decide their future.
All right, we're going to have to leave it there. That was the chairman of the Afghan Nation Peace Council, Mohammad Dawood Abadi, joining us from studios in Los Angeles. Mr. Abadi, many thanks indeed for your comments here on Press TV.